Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Draft Day 2014, and just hours from the start of the NFL Draft. And here to share some time with us is Bills General Manager Doug Whaley. And Doug, the first draft for you. Merry Christmas. Getting ready to open some presents here for what is really the highlight of the holiday season for a personnel guy such as yourself. Maybe just describe your emotions now, hours before you get the opportunity to pull the names off the board, something you probably aspired to a long time in your career.
Well, it's an exciting time for myself, all the scouts, the team, the coaches, and the region, and the Buffalo Bills fans. So a high level of excitement, but we are calm and we're really prepared for what comes our way.
How would you describe the level of dialogue between the Bills and other teams in the league maybe over the last 24 to 48 hours?
It has definitely intensified.
Okay, and would you say it's a high level of dialogue or, you know, moderate? I mean, where would you?
Well, what happens is you'll narrow down your focus to some teams that you feel have the right compensation that would work for what you're thinking of doing or what they are thinking of doing, and then you start putting that singular focus to those teams, and that's why I say it intensifies.
They've been saying, media reports have been saying, there's a lot of interest in the top 10, whether teams are outside or inside. What do you think is the biggest hurdle in general for teams trying to get into the top 10? Is it finding the right compensation, or is it competition to get to a spot?
If I had to put a percentage on it, I'd probably say it'd be 70% more compensation and then 30% competition.
Okay. And then what level of competition do you believe exists out there, just from maybe the conversations you're having for moving, you know, up into the top 10? You know, it seems to be a pretty attractive place for a lot of teams.
Right now, I would say, just from our conversations, there's more competition moving inside the top 10 than teams trying to get in the top 10.
It's interesting you say that, because I know Atlanta GM Thomas Dimitroff said last week that he felt teams in the top 10 he could see moving around a lot, but he didn't see teams in the top 10 interested in moving out of the top 10. Would you kind of agree with that assessment?
I would agree, because you're going to get a really good player in the top 10, and you don't want to take yourself away from a really good player. And that's all relative. So it just depends on your scouts, what your needs are, and what you're really trying to accomplish in this draft.
And based on that answer, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. If you end up staying right where you are at 9, how confident are you that you're going to be able to get a quality impact player?
I'll have a bigger smile on my face than I do now.
All right, Doug. Listen, thanks very much for the time.
Appreciate
I know it's a busy day for you. Good luck pulling those names off the board. I'm sure it'll go well for you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bills GM Doug Whaley here on Draft Day 2014 on BuffaloBills.com.